Archers for the week 19 to 24 March 2000.
At Brookfield, there are big decisions to be made.
I hope your mum and dad don't think we're ungrateful.
No, of course they don't.
It's such a lot to have to find.
17,000 just in interest.
And if the rates go up again... Oh, then there's the 18,000 your mum and dad will need to live on.
Well, they know we need time to discuss it.
Haven't talked about much else all weekend.
It's amazing, isn't it? Do you know, I had no idea they were thinking that way. But we've got to go into it with our eyes wide open, though.
After what's happened to the Grundys.
Yeah. What we've got to do is take the long-term view. We've got to decide what we think farming will be in the future.
That rationalisation word again.
Well, it's what's happened in every other industry in the country. Hang on a minute.
What is it?
No. I thought that ewe was limping, but she seems to be OK.
Ooh, looks fine to me.
There's plenty of grass here anyway. Lambs will be doing well.
Should be.
And if the price is going to be firmer this season, we may see some profit for a change.
About time.
Mind you, this farm is going to have to watch every penny.
I'll tell you something we've really got to decide.
Yeah, what?
How much we need out of the business. We've hardly discussed that.
Well, we'd have the house. We run all our vehicles on the farm account. We've got the vegetable garden.
There's still an awful lot we need to find money for. I know we don't spend half of what we used to, but we've got the kids to clothe and feed. Then there's the question of their education.
What, college?
It costs an arm and a leg these days. You and I didn't have to pay tuition fees.
It's true.
And what if they want to be vets, or doctors, or lawyers?
You don't think they'll want to take on the farm?
Oh, Pip says she does now. When I was her age, I wanted to be an astronaut.
I never knew that.
And then if we have number three, we'll be stretched even more.
It's true.
All I'm saying is, I don't want their futures to suffer because we've taken on too much.
Well, I'm going to be on the phone to the business consultant first thing in the morning.
Who do you think we should use?
Well, I'd say it was a toss-up between Toby Joseph and Mark Middleton.
I think we should use Toby.
Why?
Well, he was brilliant when I was thinking of taking on that consultancy job.
Oh, yeah.
He always said most people have already decided what they want to do and are looking to the consultant to back them up.
He's probably right, actually. I'll ring him first thing tomorrow.
Ask him for an early appointment.
Yeah, don't worry.
It would help speed things up if we had all the figures ready for him. Then if we email them over, he might get a chance to skim through them before seeing us.
Well, if we're going to do that, we should do it this afternoon.
What about the kids?
Oh, I'm sure Mum and Dad will have them. Give us a bit of time to see what we can work out.
Coffee?
Hmm.
Oh, he doesn't like you taking the nut dispenser down, does he?
Peanuts are bad for your babies.
They're much better off eating all our pests, anyway. Daniel's going to miss feeding the birds.
Oh, well, if he really wants to put something out, we could get some sunflower hearts.
Oh, OK.
Right. Any other little jobs you need me to do?
Just look after Daniel while I check on the stables.
Yeah, I'll take him over to the green. Thanks for a game of football. If he sees we're out, Sid might bring Jamie over.
If he does, Gaffy will shoot him.
Why?
Sunday lunchtime, they'll be busy. She's always grumbling Sid's never around when he's needed.
Oh, I'd hate to run a pub. Never any time off for good behaviour.
Hello, darling. What have you been doing?
Playing, Mummy.
Your mum's off to the stables.
Yes, and on the way, I'm going to post the letter about your adoption.
Remember? We were talking about it last week.
I know. Dad, you said we could do some cooking.
Oh, so I did.
Can I make a chocolate cake?
Well, I think we need to ask your mum about that. Shula, what do you say to a chocolate cake?
Alistair.
With chocolate icing.
Oh, darling, I don't think we've got enough eggs.
I'll check.
We've got at least half a dozen in the fridge. You just don't think you can resist the temptation.
I'm doing very well.
Then why pretend we haven't got enough eggs?
You said you wanted to play football.
Ah, I know you, Shula. When it's set in front of you, you just can't resist temptation.
Speak for yourself.
No, the longer it goes on, the easier I'm finding it to stay off the drink.
Yeah, only because you haven't been near the ball.
That's because I've enjoyed spending the evenings at home with my wife and child.
Oh, you watched the video we hired twice.
In case I'd missed anything first time round.
And to take your mind off Tim inviting you to the ball.
Yeah, well, I don't know why he rang. He knows I'm not drinking.
You could have had a mineral water.
We've got 7 eggs, Mummy.
Yes, more than enough.
The thing is, Daniel, we don't really need a cake.
Why?
Well, we're going for tea with Uncle Nigel and Auntie Elizabeth and the babies.
We could have it tomorrow.
I don't think you're going to win this one.
I tell you what, I've had an idea.
What?
Why don't you and Alistair make the cake and we'll take it over to Lower Loxley as a present?
Oh, yes. Come on, Dad.
Clever.
I can't think of anything nicer to take Nigel and Elizabeth than a chocolate cake.
Yeah, but what are you going to do if they offer you a slice?
I can always say no. The question is, will you be able to do the same when you meet Sid in the Bull to discuss the cricket?
Come on, Charlie. Come on.
Oi, be careful.
Margie never forgive me if you got run over.
Something must smell interesting.
Morning, Shula.
Oh, you know me, Charlie.
Charlie, say hello to Shula.
Is Marjorie ill?
No, she's fine. In fact, she's really fallen on her feet.
Oh, why is that?
Well, a friend of hers rang on Friday night to ask if she could go to Bournemouth the first thing yesterday morning.
Well, that was a bit sudden.
Well, the thing was, Marjorie's friend, Dotty, won a 2-week trip in some competition, posh hotel and everything.
And they only told her the night before that she was going?
Oh, no, she'd known for months. She'd been going to take her sister, and then her sister's husband was ill, and she couldn't leave him. So she asked Marjorie to step in at the last minute.
Oh, I wish I had friends like that.
Yeah. And Marjorie didn't want to go up first.
Why?
Well, she was worried about letting George down over his TLC down with the trees. And then she was worried about leaving this one at Bettina.
Where is Bettina?
She's at home. I'm not very good with dogs, so I'm doing them one at a time.
That must take ages.
Well, it's all right now, but I don't know what I'm going to do when I'm at work. I was just determined Marjorie was going to go on that holiday.
Yeah, of course.
And then, when I thought I'd finally sorted her out, she started going on about giving the vote of thanks at the WI on Tuesday.
Someone else can easily do
That's
that.
Exactly what I told her. And then in the end, I said, if you don't go, I will. So she rang a friend and off they went yesterday.
Oh, they'll have a wonderful time.
Oh, they're bound to. And there are all sorts of trips and things. She rang me this morning. They'd had a sherry reception last night, followed by an old-time music hall, and tonight there's a Taste of Italy evening.
Oh, lovely. It was very good of you, Hayley.
Oh, I don't mind walking a couple of dogs and helping out George with the trees. Well, Roy and Phoebe came as well. They made quite a day of it.
Oh, was there a good turnout?
Well, not as many as the tree planting. But then clearing undergrowth from round saplings isn't everyone's idea of fun.
I know Siobhan was going.
Ugh, that woman is a terror with secateurs.
Oh, Hayley, I was going to ring you. Can I ask you a favour?
Of course.
I wondered if you could have Daniel so I could go to the WI. Alistair's got a meeting on Tuesday. It's a talk about the threat to rural post offices.
That's why Marjorie was so keen to go. Oh, that's fine. What time do you want me there?
7?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I'm really grateful. Well, I'd better get this in the postbox.
Right.
It's to the local authority. Alistair's going to try and adopt Daniel.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, I think so.
Sorry, Shula. Something's wrong.
Shula, Alistair, James, Camilla, Ruth and David. The question is, how are we going to share them out?
Well, Lily needs 2 godmothers and 1 godfather, and Freddie needs the other way round.
I think Mummy would like it an awful lot if Camilla was Freddie's godmother.
Well, I've got no problem with that. But then I think James should be Lily's godfather.
Which leaves Lily with Shula and Ruth.
And Freddie with Alistair and David.
I'm sure they'll help make a real little man of him.
Though I'm not sure we can rely on David to remember birthdays.
I'm sure Ruth will remind him.
Doesn't matter anyway.
Hello!
Oh, Shula, we're in the sitting room. Come on in.
Afternoon.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Daniel and I made you a cake. Where shall I put it?
On the table. Oh, it's gorgeous. Thank you, Daniel.
It's chocolate.
My favourite. Now, what can I offer you two? Oh, there's half a bottle of wine left from lunch. Would you like a glass?
Oh, I'd love one.
Yeah, not for me, thanks.
It's rather a mellow burgundy. Very quaffable.
Oh.
Yes, David told me you've given up drink for Lent.
Oh. I'm sorry, Alistair. I'd forgotten. It's jolly impressive.
Thanks.
Is it taking a lot of willpower?
Well, I think mine's stronger than Shula's. But she insisted we brought you the chocolate cake just to get it out of the house.
I helped Dad make it.
Well, we'll all have a slice later with a nice cup of tea.
Except Shula.
Can I see the animals?
Oh, the rare breeds? Of course.
Yeah, I did rather promise him.
Why don't we all go? Hey, what do you say, Lizzie? Give the twins some fresh air.
Why not? Daniel, could you go into the hall and see if their coats are by the pram?
Okay.
Gosh, are we going to have Freddie and Lily to fetch and carry for us like that?
Oh, he's not always that cooperative.
I've been trying to explain to him what the oddity trail is.
Let's stalk this one out.
S-T-O-R-K. Stalk.
Oh, I see. It's going to have cryptic clues.
That's right. You see, you buy the leaflet for 30p, then follow the trail and spot the oddities.
There's a clue for each one. Nigel's driving me mad making them up.
When I think of stalks, I think of babies.
You're warm.
You're not thinking of making Lily and Freddie part of the trail?
No. We're going to put a baby doll under one of the ornamental gooseberry bushes.
Oh. That's very good.
Yes, Nigel's pretty proud of it. Aren't you, Nigel?
The profit on the milk might be down by a third.
But at least there is a profit.
Just go back to the previous page.
If it was a small loss, we'd stand a chance of making it up. If pig prices ever do turn around.
A lot of it was necessary expenditure. Increased welfare standards. Other countries haven't had to meet them.
Ruth, it's obvious, isn't it? We're going to have to get rid of the pigs.
We can't.
Why not? The whole structure is too complicated. The pigs are the biggest loss maker, QED.
We've just set up a whole new system for them.
I know.
What's the point of going through all that effort and then dropping the whole enterprise before it's had a chance to prove itself?
It's called cutting your losses.
Oh, you weren't keen on the idea from the beginning.
Oh, love. This isn't about what we like or dislike. It's about rationalising Brookfield.
Yeah, I know.
And that means cutting any deadwood out of the system.
I can see that at first glance, getting rid of the pigs makes sense.
But let's move on to other areas.
That doesn't mean I've agreed.
Well, come up with one really good argument, then. Go on.
It's a gamble, I know. But I really do think there'll be a market for quality pig meat.
A gamble. Exactly.
What about Neil?
Well, we haven't signed a contract with him.
We can't just let him down now.
Ruth, the only way that this farm is going to survive is by being lean and hungry. There's no room for sentiment.
But we promised.
If we're out of pigs, love, there's just no job for Neil.
Bill and Jill have got news for Shula.
You don't mind that it's only soup.
Soup and cheese and bread and ham.
I thought after a morning at the stables you might have preferred a proper cooked lunch.
Mum, this is great. For the past few weeks I've hardly had time for more than a sandwich. And now that Auntie Chris is laid up again.
How is she?
Oh, I think she's feeling a bit chastened after Friday.
She told me George had words with her.
Well, I should think so. She could have been going round and round in the yard on that horse for hours. George and Peggy hadn't been there.
They had quite a job getting her off.
Oh, thanks, love. Yeah, and neither of them are getting any younger.
Yes, I gather they had quite a time. Boris isn't our smallest horse. I don't think she'll do that again in a hurry. Oh, Mum, this is delicious.
Thank you.
Have you heard about Marjorie?
No.
She's been whisked off to Bournemouth.
How come?
An old friend of hers had won the trip in a competition, but the person she was going with let her down at the last moment. So she rang Marjorie and asked her to take her place.
Oh, well, that'll do her the world of good.
That's what Hayley says. She's been left in charge of the dogs. And I have to say, she doesn't have quite the same knack with them as she does with children.
But knowing Hayley, she didn't say no.
Of course not. She offered to have them, in fact. I met her just as I was posting our historic letter to the authority.
Ah, so you've set the wheels in motion?
Yes.
I think it's a very good thing for all of you.
Ah, there are all sorts of things that have to happen yet.
But you've started the process, and that's the important thing.
That's right.
Has Daniel said any more about it?
Oh, he's completely blasé.
I suppose he's a bit small to understand.
Yes. But the thing is, he can't turn round to us later on and accuse us of not keeping him informed.
Your mum and I have been making some decisions.
What about?
The future of Brookfield.
Go on.
Well, we want to hand it over to David and Ruth.
And the children.
Do they know? Are they thrilled?
Well, there are all sorts of financial implications which have to be worked out.
Oh, of course.
The plan is that we should move out of Brookfield.
Into the bungalow?
No.
Oh, I thought not.
what we're going to do is look round for somewhere to buy in Ambridge.
We've already put our names down with all the local estate agents.
Oh, I don't have many contacts with that world anymore, but if I hear of anything, I'll let you know.
We'd appreciate it. There's a drop more soup here if anyone wants it.
Or let Dad have it.
Oh.
Partially bothered, Phil.
We've thought a bit further ahead, too. When your mum and I die...
Oh, Dad.
These things have to be thought about.
You're both going to go on for years yet, like Gran and Grandad.
Well, yes, we hope so, of course. But when the time comes, the money from whatever house we buy will go to you and Elizabeth.
Oh, well, that's very generous of you. What about Kenton?
Well, I phoned him on Saturday, and he seems fine about it.
And he's had his share already, of course.
Mm. That's right. We want to treat all four of you as fairly as we can.
Oh, yeah. We've always done that. I think it's fantastic for Ruth and David. They work so hard for this place.
Well, that's what your mum and I think.
Oh, I think it's terrific news.
Thank you, darling.
There you are, Dad. Am I right in thinking it's not retirement?
Well, not complete retirement, anyway. He'll still help out from time to time.
Good. Because I can't imagine him out on the Grey Gables golf course.
Oh, neither can I.
Are you going to have some cheese?
No. I'd better get back. I've got to clip a hunter we've got in training for the point-to-point.
If you're sure.
Oh, I'm so pleased to hear your news. I think it's the right thing at the right time.
Sorry, Betty Tucker. My mistake.
Oh. Oops, careful.
I beg pardon. Can see you there.
How are things, Joe?
Who do you think?
I just wish there was something that Nigel and I could do.
Well, there ain't nothing nobody can do.
Joe!
Thanks for your offer, young Haley, but the answer's no all the same. We can't afford to eat. We just have to go hungry.
Yes, very good, sweetheart. I think Joe's a bit upset at the moment.
I thought so. What's happened?
Well, Clary had set him down to do the shopping.
Joe?
Yeah, I think it was just to give him something to do and get him away from Grange Farm.
Must be pretty grim, though.
Oh, yeah. Only when he came to pay for everything in his basket, he didn't have enough money.
Poor Joe.
Well, Betty told him he could pay later, and I said I'd loan him the money and he could pay me back. But he wouldn't hear of it.
Joe can be a very proud man.
He told Betty he wasn't reduced to begging yet.
It's not begging.
That's what Betty's just said. But Joe wasn't going to let anyone do anything for him. Went right round the shop, putting everything back where he got it.
How awful.
Well, just let me have a quick word with Elizabeth Phoebes. Well, how are you all gorgeous, Toosome?
Great. Nigel and I almost got a whole night's sleep last night.
Can't be bad.
I woke up this morning full of the joys of spring.
Well, today's the first day, isn't it?
Mm, that's why it's such a lovely day.
Where are Freddie and Lily now?
And Nigel's looking after them, so I can have a couple of hours off.
Ooh, what are you planning to do?
Julia suggested I should go and get my hair cut and try and find something to wear for the baby's baptism, but I don't think I'll have time.
Wait, Phoebe, sweetheart, I'm talking.
If I'm holding you up.
Oh, she's got to learn her manners. Haven't you, Phoebes? Right, if you're not going to buy a dress, what are you going to do?
I'm going to go and see Mum and Dad about Scott's dumpies.
Scott's what?
Chickens.
Sounds like a rash.
They're going to be the latest addition to our rare breeds.
Would you like to go and see that?
Nigel and I are going to have lots of animals.
With the barber here, a barber there.
Yes, it's going to be just like the song. Oh, look, you go and play on the swings. I want to find something to take over to Brookfield.
Oh, Betty's got some lovely tulips.
Great. Mum loves tulips.
Lovely smell.
I've done the simnel cake. I've just taken it out of the oven.
Ah, well, if it tastes as good as it smells...
A bit wide. I might have overdone the spices. Only I was just measuring them out when Jason rang.
Oh? What's happened?
Woodbine Cottage is ready.
Ah.
Bert and Frieda can move back whenever they like.
Ah, that is good news. Have you said anything to Bert?
I spent most of the afternoon in the kitchen doing the cake and finding someone to give the vote of thanks at the WI instead of Marjorie.
Ah, any luck?
Yes, Jenny will do it.
Oh, she's very good at that sort of thing.
That's why I asked her.
I've just had a word with David.
Yeah?
They've got a meeting with their business consultant tomorrow. David's in the office, emailing him details of the farm accounts for the past 5 years.
They must make pretty depressing reading.
Yes, all farm incomes do at the moment.
You do think Ruth and David will be able to afford to take Brookfield on?
Oh, well, that's a decision we've got to leave to them. But I must say, the alternative is pretty bleak.
Hi!
Oh!
Goodness, have you robbed a flower shop?
They're for you.
Oh!
Hello, Elizabeth. However many bunches have you bought?
I couldn't decide on the right colour, and it's such a lovely day, I thought I'd go for broke.
Oh, thank you, darling. Cup of tea?
Oh, lovely, thanks.
I don't know what I've done to deserve flowers.
Oh, Mum, I don't know how we'd have coped without you over the last few months. Nigel sends his love, by the way. He's at home with Freddie and Lily, giving me a bit of free time.
Sit down.
Yes, we wanted a chat with you.
Oh, if it's about the baptism, we've decided on Camilla, Alistair and David for Freddie, and Shula, Ruth and James for Lily.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. Well, what we wanted to talk to you about are our plans for Brookfield.
Oh?
Your mum and I have decided the time has come to hand the place over to Ruth and David.
I see.
They work the farm, so it seemed the logical thing.
When are we talking about?
Well, now. As soon as we can get it all set up.
They're going to have the whole of Brookfield.
Well, we wouldn't want to see it split up.
No.
We told Shula, and she was perfectly happy with the plans. We're going to make sure that you and she are provided for.
Of course, Kenton's already had his inheritance.
Right.
Well, you see, part of the transfer of the farm will involve David and Ruth purchasing some of the land from us.
So we can buy a house.
How much are you expecting to spend?
Probably around 200,000 in this area.
So Ruth and David will have to take out a loan to cover that. What do you think?
It's a bit sudden.
Yes, but you do think we're doing the right thing?
Well, I suppose so. Hold on tight, Phoebs! Hold on tight! Up we go! Hold on tight again, sweet dog, because we're going higher! We are! Are you having fun? Are you going to tell your daddy we've been to the swings?
Careful, Daniel. Go round behind Hayley.
It's a good boy. Watch the swing.
He's a bit overexcited, so I thought I'd bring him down here to let off steam before tea.
A very good idea.
What's Joe doing over there?
Oh, it's worrying me. He's been sitting like that for over half an hour.
Poor Joe. He'll probably be going over what's happened to Grange Farm. Trouble is, he hasn't got anything else to keep him occupied.
Could you keep an eye on Phoebs for me while I go and have a word with him?
Of course.
Phoebs, Shula's going to look after you for a minute while I go and have a chat with Mr. Grundy.
Come on, Phoebe, girl. Let's see if we make you go as high as Daniel. Ooh-wee!
Is this all your bench, Joe, or can anyone use it?
Well, what do you want to sit here for? A perfectly good bench in the playground?
Well, I want a word with you, actually.
Why?
I've got a problem. And you're the one person I think might be able to solve it for me.
Joe.
You don't know what it is yet. The thing is, Marjorie's gone to Bournemouth for a couple of weeks.
Didn't tell me she was going anywhere when I see her last week.
Well, it was a rather last-minute thing. I talked her into it, really, by promising to look after Bettina and Charlie.
Oh, I see.
Oh, it's turning into a nightmare. I'm having to walk them separately because I can't handle two of them at the same time.
I used to be able to control three sheepdogs just for the sound of my own voice. Come boy, boy! Go down! Easy now!
Do you think you could do the same with Bettina and Charlie?
Thing is, you see, dogs is pack animals. You have to let them see who's boss.
I wonder if that's my problem.
That's where most people go wrong.
Yeah. Well, the other problem I've got is time. Marjorie always takes them for three good walks a day. I mean, with me, they're lucky if they get round the green.
Don't want the dog woman coming back finding her animals haven't been properly cared for.
No. I mean, so I thought, seeing how you know so much about dogs, you couldn't see your way to help me out.
We might.
I mean, would you be able to take them for some good long walks?
Don't see why not.
That'd be wonderful for me if you could.
Been doing a lot of walking of late.
And it wouldn't be too much trouble.
I can start whenever you like.
Oh, Joe, I can't tell you. You've taken a weight off my shoulders.
Lizzie, is that you?
In the sitting room.
What's the matter?
I've just been to see Mum and Dad.
Is everything all right?
No, Nigel, it's not. You'll never believe what they're planning to do.
Thank you.
Remind me on the way home that I need to pick up a jar of coffee.
Sorry, Jolene, I don't think I can come back to the flat with you.
You're not saying you're worn out already?
Jolene.
Oh, there's no one here.
What about the instructor?
He's not listening. So, what you got to do that's more important than coming back to my place? Hey? Sid, stop a minute and talk to me.
I haven't done 10 minutes yet.
You must be nearly there.
Oh, all right.
So, what's to stop you coming over to my place for a bit,
Because I've got to pop back into the centre of town.
To get a new mobile?
Yeah, I've promised. I'll get it as soon as I can.
Sid, I want to ring you 100 times a day. Do you know what it does to me hearing your voice? Shall I get one for you?
No, there's no need.
The thing is, if you've got a mobile, you can give me a ring whenever Kathy pops out for a minute. I used to love those chats we had in the afternoon. And she gone out to meet Jamie from school?
She's been on to me about never meeting Jamie.
If you had your mobile, you could ring them while you were waiting.
Not with all the other mums and dads around me.
Well, there's no law that says you have to stand with them, is there?
No.
If I can't have you with me 24 hours a day, at least let me have you at the other end of the phone.
You know I spend as much time with you as I can.
I'm sure you could spend a lot more.
The thing is, now the evenings are drawing out, things are getting busy at the pub, and once it gets to Easter...
Well, you've got Clary working for you most nights. Oh, Sid, come over. Just for half an hour.
I've told you, I can't.
Sid.
I've got a meeting with Alistair about this year's cricket.
What time?
8:30.
I've only got till 7.
You want to be on top of things for your line dancing class, don't you?
Don't worry, I will be. Whatever happens between now and then. I've got a new outfit. I want to know what you think.
Oh, joke me.
I warn you now, it's a bit more fitted than some of my tops.
This straw isn't too brilliant.
There, it'll do. Are you still happy about them going out tomorrow?
Not as happy as they'll be.
The weather seems right.
They'll be out permanently from next week. I won't miss drawing them down. It'd be good to have a break till the autumn.
Yeah, if we've still got them by then.
Well, as Toby said this morning, if we want to hang on to any sort of livestock, the cows are our most profitable option.
Well, I'm glad he agreed with me about the pigs.
And what about his suggestion that we should get rid of the sheep?
Well, it's easy for him to say that off the top of his head.
Evening.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
How are you?
Oh, you don't want one.
Okay.
We've had the bill for the dilapidations.
Oh.
18.5 grand.
What?
I know.
That seems a hell of a lot.
Have you spoken to the guy at the TFA?
Of course I have. Says he'll try and get him ding. Tell you the truth, I ain't got much faith left in Ted Burns.
Well, I'm sure he'll get you what he can.
Yeah, well, he needs to. Because if he doesn't, everything we got from our quota will be swallowed up in the dilapidations.
It's never ending for you, Eddie. I'm so sorry.
And if that wasn't enough, I had an interview with the housing officer.
Have they managed to come up with anything?
They're still looking into the question of, are we intentionally homeless?
Intentionally?
It all comes down to me not opening some bills.
We've all done that.
Yeah, well, don't tell the local authority. So, all in all, it's been a bummer, a day.
Eddie, I'm sorry, but if you're looking for work, I'm afraid we've offered you everything we've got.
I know that. That's why I hate to have to let you down tomorrow.
Why? What's happened?
Well, a mate's offered me a job driving a van. What he's offered me works out a bit more than I'd get here. I'd hate to do it to you when you've been so good to me.
If you think you can get better pay elsewhere, I think you should take it.
That's very understandable.
David, have you seen your mum?
Oh, hi, Judy.
Just popped in to tell her that I'll pick her up for the WI.
She's taking Pip and Josh over to see Christine. She should be back any minute.
Oh, it's going to be a bit of a depleted meeting with no Marjorie and no Auntie Chris.
I know Shula's going.
Will Clary be there, Eddie?
Clary has to work nights. Your husband's about to chuck us out, remember?
Eddie, that's not fair. Brian and I both feel very sorry for you.
You.
Eddie.
It's all right, I don't want to talk to her.
See you, Eddie.
I was only trying to be polite.
I know.
So at least he didn't abuse me the way he did Brian.
He had to go and see the housing officer this morning.
David, I feel sorry for the Grundys, especially Clary, but well, why is the whole village blaming their eviction on Brian?
He is on the board of Borchester Land.
Yes, but it was nothing to do with him.
You can't expect people not to sympathise with the Grundys.
No, I don't. But farms have to be profitable or they go under. You can't have a farm run like Grange Farm these days. As Brian says, old MacDonald is a thing of the past.
What I think we need to concentrate on this summer is bringing on the youngsters.
Play Tom Archer and William Grundy in the team on a regular basis.
Bring the average age of the team down a bit.
You're as old as you feel, though, you know, Alistair.
Yeah. How old are you at the moment?
Certainly not what I got on my birth certificate.
Yeah, I've noticed a spring in your step. I'm not sure Shula would appreciate it if I started spending hours in the gym.
The thing we really need to do is to try and lure Roy back from Durrington.
Yeah, but is he going to have time to play cricket now he's looking after Phoebe?
I know what they say, where there's a will, there's a way.
The other thing we need to do is consolidate the middle of the batting order. If we move Neil down and Tom
there,
up...
There, Sid, don't include me in the team because I won't be here.
Is Eddie all right?
Drowning his sorrows for the last 2 hours.
Well, I didn't think he'd got any money.
Well, he hasn't. Everyone keeps buying him pints, you know.
Hey! Can't see you being able to rely on William either. Fancy a boy like that being kicked out of his own.
Yeah.
By his own employer.
Eddie, could you keep it down a bit, please?
Okay. Cheers.
He's certainly putting it away.
He's got a couple more lined up behind the bow and is ready.
Oh, dear.
He got the bill for the dilapidations on Grange Farm today.
A lot?
Best part of 20 grand.
Oi, Alistair, Roy told you what happened to me this morning?
Yeah, I was just telling him.
I hope you're not going to surprise us with any outstanding vets bill.
Eddie, look, if you want to chat with Alistair, do you think you could come and talk to him here at the bar instead of shouting halfway across the pub?
Then to cap it all, shall I tell you what happened?
Yeah, Eddie, I think you'd better sit down.
I'm fine. Well, I'm here, Sid. We'll have that pint now, left me.
Wouldn't you like a soft drink?
If I've been left a pint, I'm going to drink a pint.
If you say so, Eddie. But maybe you should take a leaf from Alistair's book. He's given up alcohol for Lent.
Oh, has he? Has he, Ned? Do you know what I've given up? Do you?
No, what?
My farm. You hear that, everyone? My farm!
Okay, Eddie, that's enough.
Yeah, right there. Enough is enough.
We all know that times are hard for you.
Do you know? Jennifer Aldridge had the cheek to say she felt sorry for me. She felt sorry for me. Could have belted her.
Look, losing your temper's not going to get you anywhere. I didn't know Dolly Parton had started taking the line dancing classes.
Blimey.
There you go, Eddie.
Here, you spilt it.
I got distracted.
I'm not surprised.
Evening, everybody. You sorted out the cricket team?
How did you know we was talking about the cricket team?
Oh, just guessing. Don't often see you two deep in conversation about anything else.
And how's the line dancing going?
Great. Some people are really beginning to strut their stuff.
Yeah, well, you're certainly looking the part.
Thanks.
He's right there.
It's a new outfit. What do you think of it, Sid?
Very nice.
Very nice? Sid Burks, have you got any idea about the look as a woman?
Eddie, are you sure you haven't had one too many?
No, and to prove it, I'm going to drink this and then have the pint Mike left me.
It's your last.
No, it's not. The one he's drinking is.
What?
I'm only telling you what's good for you, Eddie.
Can't a man drain his sorrows anymore?
Not when it means he loses his dignity.
Hey? I haven't lost it. It's been taken away from me by that bastard Aldridge!
Right, that's it. Out!
What?
You heard.
I've got a pint left.
No, you haven't. Out!
Don't nobody want to know me anymore, then? Anybody? Sick of the lot of you!
Do you want a hand to the door?
I can manage. Leave me alone, will you? Just leave me alone!
Thanks, Jolene.
Clary's working in the restaurant. We don't want her to see Eddie like that.
Oh, he's left his pint.
I'll drink it yourself, Alistair.
No. I've given it up for Lent.
Oh, more fool you. Here, why don't I have it to cool me down?
I'm surprised you can get hot in an outfit like that.
I can get hot any time, whatever I'm wearing. Cheers. What's that?
Sounds like a car alarm.
Jennifer?
Look, what's happened?
I heard the alarm.
I recognise it from inside the hall.
Oh, no. What did they throw?
There's a brick. Look there on the seat.
Whose car is it?
Well, it's mine. Well, it's Brian's, actually. I had a hell to pay if it had been the Mercedes. Oh, that's better.
Do you want to call the police?
Yes.
I'll go.
Oh, must be kids.
I was told me there's been a gang of youths hanging around the village lately.
There's nothing I can do.
I'm going back in.
Yeah, you could freeze to death out here dressed like that.
Unless you want to lend me your jacket.
Isn't the second half of the line dancing about to start?
Yeah, I suppose it is.
You okay?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks, Sid.
Yeah. I mean, I could phone Mr. Aldridge for you if you like.
Oh, no. He'll be even more cross if he has to come out and drive me home.
I don't want to become an agri baron like Brian.
You won't. We're talking about milk and cereals. Oh, I don't know, David. I don't know how we're going to do it.
Oh, we will.
What do you think about getting rid of the sheep?
Well, Debbie and I have only just got Hassett Hill's lamb off the ground.
She'd understand.
She and Brian still think sheep are an option.
I keep telling myself. Well, at least we've still got a farm.
Yeah. I've been thinking about the Grundys, too.
Hmm?
I just thought... You know, everyone's going around saying they wish there was something they could do. Well, maybe there is, in a small way.
How do you mean?
Well, what about getting together a petition?
Saying what?
Asking Borchester Land to withdraw their notice to quit.
You think a petition will make them do that?
No, I'm not quite that naive, but it could be the start of a little campaign, you know, press coverage and the like. Might be a way of publicly embarrassing the board.
They're never going to let the Grundys stay on.
You don't know that. The thing is, it's not just Clary and Eddie who are suffering. There are loads of farmers in their position. A petition would at least be a tangible way of showing people what we feel.
Go. Come on. What is?
I love seeing the cows go out for the first time.
Oh, me too.
Jet knows where they're going, even if they don't.
All right, Jet. Let's open the gate for them. A bit stiff.
Don't eat the primroses. You're about to get some nice new grass.
Come on. Come on. That's it, ladies. In you go.
Look at them. Mind you, I feel a bit like that on a fine spring morning.
Oh, I'd like to see you try. Jet, quiet. Good dog. They're nearly all in.
How long do you think it'll be before they stay out permanently?
Oh, well, it's up to Ruth, of course, but I'd do it over about a week.
When did they go out last year?
Oh, later than this, about 2 weeks.
I thought so.
We should have gone a bit earlier, really. We're going to get the best from the grazing.
Well, it certainly looks good, this pasture.
Yes.
Don't look so smug.
Well, when I think of all the trouble I had to persuade Ruth and David that we shouldn't take a third cut of silage last
year... Ruth was telling me that the stocks are quite low.
They are. When you think we only took 2 cuts and we've still managed to get through the winter...
It's splendid.
But not going to say I told you so. Have David and Ruth said any more to you about their plans?
Not a word. Though I know they were discussing them when I got back from the WI last night.
It was a good thing Alistair could give you a lift home.
No, poor Jenny. She didn't know how she was going to face Brian.
I just don't see what satisfaction anybody gets.
It's just something to do, I suppose.
Yeah. Right, shall we get back?
Can't we watch them for a bit longer?
Why not? Jet, lie down. Good dog.
Did David and Ruth tell you about their petition for the Grundys?
No. What's it say exactly?
I haven't drawn it up properly yet, but it's something like, we request that you'll withdraw the notice to quit Grange Farm from Joseph and Edward Grundy.
Who are they going to address it to?
Borchester Land.
They think it'll do any good?
Well, David thinks it's a good way of showing what farmers are going through at the moment. And if they get enough publicity, it may embarrass Borchester Land in letting the Grundys stay.
You haven't signed it?
Not really yet. But when it is, I'm putting my name at the top of the list.
Like a bridge over troubled waters, I will make...
Hang on a minute!
Coming.
Afternoon.
Hiya.
This is an unexpected pleasure.
Well, can I come in?
Sure.
I'm in town to collect my Land Rover.
Oh?
Yeah. They said there'd been an accident. And it won't be ready for another hour.
So, you've come to give me a call. That's terrific. Can I, make you a coffee?
No, thanks. What, you prefer tea? I see you're doing the housework.
Yeah. I like Debbie to come in and find the place spanking clean.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Was there anything in particular?
I thought Debbie might be here.
At this time of day?
Yeah, that's true. But then, you'd normally be out yourself, wouldn't you?
Sorry?
On a weekday, you'd normally be up at the university, wouldn't you?
Is there something you want to talk to me about, Brad?
Yes. Yes, there is, as a matter of fact.
Fine. Shall we sit down?
No, it won't take long.
Yes?
Don't try to pretend to me, Simon. I've heard all about your suspension, and it certainly came as no surprise to me. I warned Debbie. I told her exactly what sort of man she was living with.
And what sort of man would that be?
One who gets his kicks from seducing young girls half his age. Who takes advantage of his position to get what he wants and hang the consequences.
Listen, Brian...
Well, it's about time they found you out, Simon. How many have you gone through since you first got involved with Debbie? One a year? One a term? What do you promise them? Good exam result?
This may come as a surprise to you, Brian, but you're wrong.
All I can say is hurrah to the girl for standing up to you. She's got my congratulations.
I think they might be a bit misplaced.
If she saved you from getting your hands on one other vulnerable 18-year-old, she's got my blessing. And don't try and pretend to me she was the one who seduced you.
She wasn't.
You're admitting it! That's why you and Debbie came up with a harebrained scheme for taking on Grange Farm, because you know no university will ever employ you again.
I'm sorry,
if
Brian,
if you think you can creep off back to Canada and start doing the same thing again there...
I've no intention of going anywhere. As from tomorrow, I've been reinstated at the University of Felpersham at 9 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, I shall be giving a lecture on French-Canadian novelists.
What?
All the accusations against me have been withdrawn by the girl herself.
What did you do to her?
I didn't have to do anything.
Hi, Dad.
Debbie, you're early.
Dad, what are you doing here?
I could have asked you the same.
I've come home to have a bit of shut-eye before I take over in the lambing shed tonight.
Your father came over to talk to me about my suspension from the university.
Well, it's got nothing to do with you, Dad.
Sweetheart, just let me tell him.
I tell you, here and now, I think the university are mad to reinstate you.
What?
It's true.
Why didn't you ring me?
Because I only heard half an hour ago, and it wasn't something I wanted to say over the phone.
Oh, Simon, that's wonderful. You see, Dad, I told you.
I've got to collect the Land Rover. I'll expect you in the lambing shed later.
I'll be there. Oh, Simon.
You should have heard him, Dad.
Oh, I don't care about Dad. Look, just tell me what happened.
She's withdrawn all the accusations she's made against me.
I knew it.
So as from tomorrow, I'm back at work.
Oh, my God.
What's she going to think of you if she comes back and finds all bits of stuff in your coat, eh? Yeah, well, it's your own fault, you daft beggar. I told you not to go under the edge.
Joe?
No. Oh, Adrian.
What are you doing?
What's she look like? Make you sure Marjorie Antrimus comes back and finds these dogs in the same condition she left them in.
I heard you'd gone away.
Young lady was supposed to be in charge of them, but she found she couldn't manage.
So you've stepped into the breach?
Ah, the manner is speaking.
Sure Marjorie will appreciate it.
Wonder worrying about her dogs when she should be relaxing.
Joe, tea in 10 minutes. Oh, hello, Mrs. Archer. What you doing here?
Hello, Clary. As you were working last night, I thought you might like to know that the vote at the WI was unanimous. About post offices.
Oh, well, I must say, I couldn't see no one voting against it.
None of us want to see our post office closing.
Look, if we don't have a post office, we'll have to go into Borchester every time you want to buy a stamp.
Oh, supposing we're still here?
A lot of the old people would find it very difficult getting into Borchester to go to the bank.
And the cost of getting there. Joe, what are you brushing that dog with?
A brush. What's it look like?
It looks like my hairbrush.
We want a dresser.
Oh, that's where I keep it.
Well, I put it back.
Somehow, Joe, I don't think that's the point.
Always put it back after I brush, Tess. Oh.
You mean I've been using a hairbrush that you've been using on the dog?
Gonna be accused of spending money if I went out and bought another one.
Well, now I know what you've been using it for. You keep that one, I'll buy another. And this time I'll make sure I keep it in my handbag.
I didn't expect to wake up and find I was going out for dinner.
You may have to be in the lambing shed at midnight, but that doesn't mean we can't celebrate first.
You were banisters.
Only the best is good enough for my dip. Now, I want you to choose whatever you want. How about the lobster?
Nope. I'm going to have the lamb.
Well, now, I wonder why that doesn't surprise me.
I want to know what sort of lamb they're using, because when it comes to marketing Hassett Hills...
Yeah, if you can get it on the menu here...
We could sell it anywhere.
Right. I'm going to go for the guinea fowl.
You deserve it. Oh, Simon, I'm so happy. Tell me more about it.
Simple. I just got my job back.
And you said she just didn't turn up at the internal inquiry?
That's right.
But that's not the same as having the accusations withdrawn.
Well, the student representative that was backing her up went to see her. I suppose in case I'd blackmailed her or something.
And that was when she said she didn't want to press charges?
Said she'd made a mistake.
But she must have known what she was doing to you.
As I told you all along, she's a fantasist.
How dare she? If I hadn't believed you, she could have wrecked our relationship.
No one can do that, sweetheart.
But she never gave me a thought.
It's all over. We can forget it.
Yeah, and what about all the people who believed her? And people like Dad, Linda Snell. I mean, how did she find out? That's what I'd like to know.
If anyone asks me anything about it, I'm just going to tell them I've been reinstated and the girl's withdrawn from the university.
Will she really go?
Yeah. Apparently she was packing her cases when the representative went round.
I still don't think she should get away with it.
Honey, it's in the past. What we've got to think about now is our future.
Grange Farm.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Well, I think we should go straight to Matt Crawford.
Really? That creep?
Well, I've got to if we both want Grange Farm.
Okay, let's go for it then.
Yes.
Oh, Debbie, you're such a great girl. Here, let me pour you some more wine.
Thanks, it's lovely. Look, why don't I ring Matt first thing in the morning?
Okay.
And I'll ask him to put the idea of renting Grange Farm to the next board meeting of Worcester Land.
Yeah? When will that be?
No idea, but... at least we'll have got our offer in before anyone else.
Debbie? You know, I couldn't have got through the last few weeks without you at my side.
I wasn't going to walk out on you, was I?
Some women
might... I'm not some women.
I know that. You're one in a million. 10 million. Debbie. Let's drink to our future at Grange Farm.
All being well.
Oh, dear, has it got on your dress?
Oh, just a bit.
Here, let me.
Oh, now I've dropped the napkin.
I've got it. Debbie.
It's a good job it's quiet in here. You look at
Debbie, it's the perfect opportunity. And I was going to do it tonight anyway.
Simon?
Give me your hand. Debbie, sweetheart. My darling, will you marry me?
I...
just put me out of my misery by saying yes or no?
Yes or no? Yes, okay, of course I'll marry you.
I haven't had time to get you a ring or anything.
Oh, God, wonder what do I need a ring for? All I want is you.
You mean that?
Oh, Simon. Oh, you know I do.
Have they gone off?
I'm happy to report 2 babies both sleeping soundly.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
A bit of a change from the beginning of the week. I thought we might even be getting into a routine for a while.
So did I.
Do you want me to go on wheeling them around the grounds so you can go back to the house and have a sleep? Make up for last night?
No, thanks.
Do you good?
Nigel, I'm fine. What do you think's the matter with them? It wasn't wind. It can't be teeth, not yet.
I think they've picked it up from you.
What do you mean?
Put it this way. You haven't been the most relaxed person over the past few days.
Do you think I'm being unreasonable about Brookfield?
Yeah, just a bit.
I don't think so.
Well, that's how it looks to me. And I think your mood is rubbing off on Lily and Freddie.
Who aren't going to have any inheritance from their grandparents.
You and Shula are going to end up with half each of whatever property your mum and dad buy.
And that's all?
£100,000, Lizzie. At least. It's more than a lot of people could ever hope to get.
Brookfield's worth over $1 million, well over.
So you keep saying, but that's all tied up in the farm.
I know.
So you could only get something out of it if the farm was sold up.
That's the last thing I want.
Then I don't see the problem.
I want to have a share in it. I'm sure it's possible. And I owe it to Lily and Freddie, too.
They've got this place and everything that goes with it.
Oh, you know how close to the wind we sail with Lower Loxley.
Galloway's going great guns. And once the new attractions are up and running...
We'll still have a huge overdraft and the whole thing could come crashing around our ears at any moment.
You were the one who was so keen on expanding.
Yeah, because I realised that the conference market was flooded and we had to diversify. But what if we don't pull in the punters? What do we do then?
We sit down and we think up something else.
And what if the bank won't help us?
Then I suppose we have to sell something else. But look, Lizzie, I think the Treetop Walk and the Rare Breeds are going to be a huge success. And then when the orangery is open...
I'm talking about a principle. Don't you want Lily and Freddie to have a stake in Brookfield?
I suppose,
I yes. want them to have something from my side of the family. I know Lily and Freddie are Pargeters in name, but they're archers too.
You can tell that by looking at Lily.
Nigel, Brookfield is part of my heritage and I want it to be part of my children's too.
Yes, Mr. Burns, I've passed all your comments on... I'll be with you in a minute, Mr. Crawford. If you look at his qualifications, I think you'll see that he was a professional valuer, and you know as well as I do what sort of tenants the Grundys were. Yes, I've seen the letter, but without going round Grange Farm myself. I'm sorry, I've got someone with me. Call me later. Bye. Ted Burns.
Oh, yeah, the TFA guy came to see me about the Grundys' eviction. Seemed to think I'd changed my mind. Wanted me to put them on a farm business tenancy.
Hardly appropriate for the Grundys, I'd have thought.
Not living in the real world, these people.
Anyway, what can I do for you, Mr. Crawford?
I had a phone call this morning.
Yes?
From Debbie Aldridge.
Ah, would this be about the same thing she came in to discuss with me?
She's been to see you.
Week before last. She wanted to know when I'd be putting out the specifications for Grange Farm.
So, she's serious then? She tell you she and her boyfriend wanted to farm the place?
Not in so many words, but...
That was what she said this morning.
Oh?
Came as quite a surprise.
Oh, sorry. Perhaps I should have told you.
Oh, I wouldn't have expected you to. She rang me and said that she and, can't remember his name.
Simon Gerard.
Oh, unusual.
He's Canadian.
Farmer?
No, he's a lecturer at Felpersham University.
So, she hasn't fallen for a hunk in Wellingtons, then?
Quite the opposite. And he's a lot older than she is.
You surprised me. Anyway, she said that she and this guy would be interested in renting Grange Farm, and would I consider... putting her proposal to the board.
She's certainly not letting the grass grow under her feet.
That's what I thought. When I asked her if it was a serious proposal, she said she'd done her figures.
She's thorough.
Oh, no, I've talked to her before about objections for the estate, and she's always been pretty acute.
If you were thinking of letting Grange Farm again, I'd have thought she'd be an ideal tenant.
What I want to know is, why does she want it?
Hmm. That's what occurred to me.
I asked her what Brian thought of the proposal.
Oh, I saw him yesterday, but he didn't say anything about it. But he was preoccupied with his Range Rover.
I got the distinct impression that Brian wasn't exactly in favour.
Probably doesn't want to lose her.
Maybe she's fed up with working for her dad.
So, what did you tell her? Are you going to put it to the board?
I can't yet, can I? Borchester Land won't be making any decisions until we've got vacant possession. Anyway, there's something I'd like you to do for me.
Of course.
Don't mention to Brian that Debbie and I have been talking. I'd like to get this one sorted out without his interference.
You are going to put it to the board?
Possibly, when the time is right.
You finished early.
You do once the cows are out.
Here, I made you a coffee.
Great, thanks.
Is that the Save the Grundys petition you're printing up?
That's what I was intending to do. Then I looked at the emails. There's one from Toby, so I just downloaded it.
Oh, it was quick.
We made it clear to him on Tuesday how keen we are to get on with things. It's nearly finished printing.
Well, you mustn't forget to get the petition sorted out, though.
We won't.
I thought I'd put a copy in the Bull, one in the Cat, one in the shop, if Betty will let us.
I'm sure she will.
She and Mike went through the same thing. Is that it?
It's all yours.
12 pages. Going to take some digesting.
He's been thorough.
Dad's not going to like this bit.
Oh?
One of the first priorities in such circumstances should be the stripping out of all unnecessary labour costs through reorganisation and rationalisation.
It's only what we've been discussing.
I know.
The thing is, David, if we take over Brookfield, it won't be your dad's any longer. It'll be our farm to work the way we think fit. Mm. I'm not saying that we wouldn't consult your dad.
Well, he was right about the grazing.
True. Though, if the cows had had to stay in much longer, we'd have run out of silage. Mm. If that had happened, your dad's idea could have been an expensive mistake.
You don't want to stick with it, then?
No, I think we should. We were nearly two-thirds of the way through the season when we started on the system. This year we'll have done it from the start. What I'm saying is that we'll be the ones to have the final word.
Neil's definitely out.
The whole pig enterprise is, if you look at page 3.
Huh? Where? Where is it?
I think it's about halfway down.
All right. It's hard to see how pig production can ever be viable within your present management structure. Oh, it's not pulling any punches, is it?
It's only what you said.
I got no choice.
Thing is, who's going to tell Neil?
Suppose it should be me.
I don't mind.
Well, whoever. Well, I'm glad he thinks we should keep on with the sheep.
Only for the moment.
Oh, it says here.
If you look over the page, it says sheep prices should be carefully monitored before any decisions are made about next year's lambing.
Well, that hardly gives us a chance to see how the Hassett Hills lamb goes. What does he say about the cows?
He's not happy with the labour cost profit ratio as it is.
What does he want the cows to do? Milk themselves?
Look, he's projecting one scenario where we even get rid of the cows.
And Bert?
Oh, no. We're not going down that route.
No, of course not. You built that herd up.
David, I hate the idea of them going. If I'm honest, I don't even want to lose the pigs.
Well, like you say, it is only a scenario.
But it might come to it, I suppose. I know we said it wasn't going to be easy.
We've got to keep the place in profit.
If we do everything Toby suggests, it's going to be a very different place from the farm I first came to work on.
Yeah, everything was on and up then.
And look at it now.
Well, it'll come round again.
If we can stick it out.
Mum and Dad will understand the farm has to stay profitable.
We can make it work, David. I'm sure we can. It's not as if we're starting from scratch.
Yeah, I'm sure we can too. But the question is, which of these suggestions do we go with?
We've got to sit down and digest it all properly.
Yeah. I don't think we should say anything to Mum and Dad just yet.
No.
I don't want them getting all hot under the collar about things that may never happen.
Thank goodness for Lewis and Julia.
I thought the babies would stay asleep for hours.
They don't seem to need to catch up on their sleep the way we do.
Yeah, not today.
At least while they're out with Mummy and Lewis, we can get some work done.
Hmm.
Liam thinks these will go really well in the shop, but I'm not sure.
What are they?
Placemats with scenes of Borsetshire.
It's a good picture of Felpersham Cathedral. Are there any local views?
It's rather an idealised view of Hayden Barrow.
I see what you mean.
The windmill is rather poetic licence.
What sort of cows are they?
Well, I suppose they'd make nice presents.
Mm. Liam does know what he's doing.
As long as we don't have to eat off them.
Yeah, I think they're fine.
I wondered if we should try some of the souvenirs on a stall at the Point to Point.
No, it's just another thing that somebody would have to man.
I'm sure we could manage it.
Most of the people who come to the Point to Point are pretty local.
Oh, people come from miles around.
You and I will be busy with the punters. Julie will be in the gallery.
And Liam's off for the week.
If people have got spare cash, they'll want to put it on the horses.
So you don't think they want a key ring with a party to crest on it?
No.
I think I might put my keys on one. On second thoughts, it's a bit ostentatious.
Why?
Having your name emblazoned on your key ring.
If you've got it, flaunt it. Isn't that what they say?
No, I'm not going to.
At least you've got the chance.
Lizzie.
I've been thinking about what I'm going to say to Mum and Dad.
What?
Well, you were right this morning about not sitting and brooding on it. I think the best thing to do is go round to Brookfield.
I don't think it's a very good idea.
Why not?
Because
I understand all your arguments about Lower Loxley and everything we've got here, but it's deeper than that.
There's always going to be enough here to provide a comfortable future for Lily and Freddie.
Yeah, I know that.
So, why do you keep on going on about Brookfield?
Because that's part of their inheritance too. But Mum and Dad don't seem to realise that.
I think they do.
And they've got a funny way of showing it.
They're doing what they think best.
If you want my opinion, they haven't thought about it enough.
You said they'd taken advice.
Which was all about protecting the farm and not about us.
I think you should leave it.
Why?
People should be allowed to do what they want with their possessions when they die.
We're not talking about a tea set, Nigel.
I know that.
When Grandad bought Brookfield, he bought it for the family, all of us.
But what about Christine and...
She got the money to buy the stables.
I still don't think you should go round there.
I've made up my mind. I'm going to talk to them.
Well, why don't I come with you?
No.
I just thought...
It's my family and my problem. So if you look after the twins tomorrow, I'll go to Brookfield and tell Mum and Dad exactly how I feel.
Thank you. don't want to know.
Oh, Clary, if you just let me explain.
I'll ask no questions and you'll tell me no lies.
The thing is, while I had the van yesterday...
I don't care why they're there or what
they're for. It isn't anything illegal.
Fine.
Look, the thing
is... Eddie, will you just shut up about it? I don't want to know what 24 car batteries is doing in the workshop.
I'm not going to be there for long.
I don't care.
Ah, Eddie, am I glad to see you. Morning, Clary.
Hello, Tony.
What is it you want me to do?
I've managed to get hold of a second-hand polytunnel.
You want me to go and pick it up?
No, Tommy and I did that yesterday. But he's at college today, and I need a hand to get it up.
Oh, I'm your man.
I want to get the ground warmed up as soon as possible so I can put in some tomatoes and summer salads.
Oh, I can't think of nothing nicer than a homegrown tomato. They got a sort of smell to them you just don't get with shop-bought ones.
True.
Tom Forrest used to grow the most lovely tomatoes.
Oh, don't worry, Clary. We'll be growing for flavour.
Morning! Oh, Eddie, you're available. Great. I thought you might be driving the van again.
No, that was just a one-off.
Really?
Much rather working for Pat and Tony.
How did you get on yesterday afternoon, Pat?
Oh, terrible. I couldn't find the place, even with the estate agent's directions.
This another shop?
Yeah, I'm surprised it went out of business. Couldn't have attracted any passing trade. But Tony had a better day.
Yeah. I went to see a couple who were doing veg boxes in Felbersham.
I read about them somewhere.
Oh, they had a big piece about them in that Free Rag.
That's where it was.
The thing is, this couple, that Veronica and Pete, they want to expand their outlets.
Yeah, they're worried that now some of the big supermarkets are offering home deliveries of organic food, they might get squeezed out.
Oh, isn't it funny that that's always what happens to the little men, eh? Whatever they do to fight their corner, they still end up losing out to the big boys.
Go on, Tony, don't listen to him.
Oh, you feel the same way I do.
Well, they don't mean I ain't glad to see things going well for someone else.
So, when we do find a shop, they'd be happy to supply us.
Yeah, they're growing all sorts of things I hadn't even considered. Pak choy and a whole lot of other oriental vegetables.
And they've got fruit.
Yeah, they gave me a big bag of forced rhubarb to bring home.
Yeah, we shan't eat it all. Remind me to give you some to take home, Clary.
Oh, that's very good of you. What'd you say to rhubarb and custard for tea, Edda?
Great.
Perhaps I am going on about it a bit.
Just a bit.
Well, let's go and get the polytunnel up.
Right, where's it going?
Top end of the field we had the carrots in last year, so if you'd like to go ahead and open the gate...
See you!
Bye, Edda.
Don't think he heard you.
No.
Great to see Tony so full of enthusiasm.
Yeah, he obviously liked what he saw yesterday.
Yes, he kept going on about it all evening.
Remember a time when my Eddie used to get excited about different schemes he had? You couldn't shut him up however hard you tried. Still, at least Joe's cheered up a bit this week.
How's he getting on with Marjorie's dogs?
Oh, did I tell you I found him brushing them?
No.
With my hairbrush, if you please.
What?
And if they get wet, he rubs them down with a towel.
Really giving them the treatment.
Shame it were one of my best ones.
What did you say?
I don't care what he does, as long as he stops going on about living on the streets of Borchester in a cardboard box.
Have you heard any more from the housing people?
Not yet.
So you still can't make any plans?
One thing I do know, wherever they put us, it's going to be too small for all our furniture.
I suppose so.
I'd never get the wardrobe in Joe's room into a council place or the kitchen table.
What'll you do?
Sell them, I suppose. So at least it means we'll get a bit of extra cash.
Three beds, two bathrooms, sitting room, dining room, cubbyhole office, utility room.
Mm. Well, I'm not saying it's not a perfectly nice house.
Any trouble is, it's in Pennyhasset.
Mm. Well, I know it's only a couple of miles, but if there was a crisis here...
You want to be on hand?
Well, yes, of course. But that doesn't mean I shall be working here full time.
Only when they need you. Phil.
What?
You're as bad as George when it comes to thinking about retirement.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Well, you know how stretched we are these days. And with labour costs as they are, I don't think they'd be able to do without me anyway.
That will be up to David and Ruth.
Well, I can't see them turning down my help.
I might want to see more of you.
Yes, of course. But I'm not saying I shall be full time.
All right. Let's see how it goes, shall we? And we've got to find a house first anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you think we should go and see this one...
No, it has quite a small garden too. Oh. It'd be a waste of time. Mm.
Is that all the estate agent sent us?
Afraid so.
Well, we know it's going to take time, don't we? Especially as we want to stay nearby.
The good thing is we're not in a hurry. Don't you want any more breakfast?
No, thanks. I'll just finish my tea and get over to the lambing shed. Bert looked rather frazzled this morning.
How many more are there left to go out?
Oh, about 30 ewes and their lambs. Mm. He and I are going to check them over, and then, if everything's all right, they can join the rest of the flock.
Phil, has Bert said any more about going back to Woodbine Cottage?
Oh, well, when I told him the place was ready and they could move back any time they wanted, all he said was, OK, boss.
I tried to talk to Frieda about it when she was cleaning yesterday.
What did she say?
That we'd run out of scouring powder and she didn't think the new polish was as good as the old.
Hmm.
If you ask me, they're both dragging their feet.
Well, I have to admit, that was rather the impression I got.
I told her I thought Jason had done a really good job.
Well, he has.
I'm sure she'll be happy once she's seen that kitchen.
Hmm, perhaps.
You don't sound very confident.
Well, they like the bungalow so much, don't they? Reminds me rather of David and Ruth when they first moved in.
Yes.
How times change.
Yes. I'll try dropping another hint to Frieda when she comes to help with the changeover at Rickyard Cottage tomorrow.
Right. I mean, we can't leave the place standing empty.
I'll try my best. But I'm not promising anything. We're going to be busy there.
Huh?
Yes, I popped in yesterday with the new light bulbs. This last lot seemed terribly messy. I think it's the dogs.
You don't think we'd be better waiting for another day? Now we've got this far, we might as well get the job done.
You only take one big gust and you can wave goodbye to your bullet thing.
Well, that's why I rang Pat and Clary. I asked them to come down and give us a hand.
Oh, they're here anyway.
Sorry, we were just adding the culture to the yoghurt. And we had to get out of all our dairy stuff.
Oh, don't worry about it. You're here now.
What do you want us to do?
If you and Pat hold on to the supports, Tony and me can pull the polythene over.
With it being second-hand, I don't want to snag it too much.
Do you want us to push it up if it gets caught?
That's the general idea.
Oh, I think we can manage that, don't you, Clary?
Well, now till we try.
Well, the other thing we want to do is to anchor it down as much as possible as we go. And if we can get it on while the ground's reasonably dry...
Yeah, we know what you're doing. Just get on with it.
Oh, how could... Right, then, Eddie, you ready?
When you are. Hang on. I don't think I've got a good enough grip.
It's hard to imagine all this full of lettuce and tomatoes.
Don't worry, it will be.
All sorts of different varieties of lettuce.
Yeah, red ones, green ones.
Pretty ones, flat ones.
You ready now, Eddie?
Right, up.
Clary, just give it a shove.
I can only just reach it. Hang on. There you go.
Right. That's got it over that one.
Great. Did Tony tell you it's not just the salad vegetables we're going to expand?
No.
Yeah. I'm going to put 5 acres of grassland down to multiple crops.
Yeah, he's got out all the old cropping plans we had for the shop.
Well, at least things are looking good for someone.
No, that's not my point. It means we're going to need more labour.
So there'll be plenty of casual work, Eddie.
Oh, thanks.
That's nice to know. Good job you're here for us, isn't it?
Right, over the next one.
Right, in your own time.
Pat, is that clear?
Yep, looks it to me.
What are you going to do if you still ain't got a shot?
Oh, I'm sure Pat will come up with something. Is it secured down your side, Eddie?
Trying me best.
Whoops. No, hang on.
All right, let me get hold of that bit.
Thanks. This is our future. We don't want it blowing away.
What's wrong with the lamb?
Oh, it's the youngest of triplets. It just doesn't seem to be thriving.
What a pity.
We're going to wait till the wind drops before we take them up for the field.
I thought you would.
I saw Janet's car drive into the yard.
Yes, she came to drop off details of the hymns for Mothering Sunday.
Oh, was that a clean towel?
Nice and warm from the Aga.
Thanks. Now then, let's have a look.
There's one from the new hymn book.
Oh, yes. We haven't done that one before. I'll run it through a couple of times. All things bright and beautiful. Now, thank we all our God. Fine, thanks.
Hello, Mum, Dad.
Elizabeth, we weren't expecting you. Shall I put the kettle on?
Don't bother on my account.
How are my gorgeous grandchildren?
Fine.
Didn't you bring them to see us?
No.
I haven't seen them all week.
We've been busy.
How's Nigel?
Nigel's fine.
Are you all right?
Fine.
Really?
I said I'm fine.
Elizabeth, obviously something's wrong. Why don't you tell us?
All right. I'm very unhappy about you just giving the farm to David like that.
I don't understand.
Well, how would you feel if you were passed over? If your parents decided you weren't worth considering?
We haven't done any such thing.
We've done our best to divide things up fairly.
I don't call it very fair.
Why not?
Think about it, Mum.
Elizabeth, I'm going to insist that you sit down and we talk about this properly. I don't see what the problem is.
Well, I'd have thought it was obvious.
Well, not to us, but your mother's right. Come on, sit down and calm down and we'll listen.
Very well. Happy?
What's the problem?
It seems to me that Kenton's had his inheritance. David gets Brookfield, Shula's got Glebe, and I'm the one that's being left out.
We're not leaving you out of anything.
Nigel and I need money just as much as any of the others.
We told you, you and Shula will get half of whatever house we buy when we leave here.
Shula's already got Glebe Cottage.
It was her grandmother who left that to her.
Oh, yes.
Glebe Cottage was hers to hand on as she felt fit.
She obviously didn't think much of me either.
She loved all four of you.
Funny way of showing it.
She doted on you.
Oh, not enough to remember me in her will. I got nothing when she died. And nothing when Grandad died either. Nothing. But Shula, precious Shula.
Let's forget about Shula. I want to know why you're upset.
Because my children and I are being ignored.
That's not true.
I want a share in the farm. It's not too much to ask, is it?
So, what do you want us to do?
Give me my fair share. That's all I want. I mean, it must be possible. You can go on about half shares of houses, but that simply doesn't compare with Brookfield.
But you must have known that the farm would go to David eventually.
He's worked on it all his life.
Oh, I didn't realise I was supposed to get up and do the milking to ensure my birthright.
Your father and I thought about this very carefully. We made a joint decision.
Which is what we've always done when it came to the four of you.
Oh, and I'm supposed to be happy about it, am I?
Obviously you're not.
Too right I'm not. Well, I care about my children, even if you don't. So I'd better get back to them.
I know. I've never seen Elizabeth so angry.
No.
What are we going to do?
The Archers was written by Louise Page and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sean O'Connor and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.